I was reading your resume, and I would love to hear your take on the work you did for the hydroelectric plant.
You're talking about Bradley Lake. I worked on several different phases of that project. I think it was a great project and continues to give great benefits to the Kenai Peninsula and all the way to Fairbanks with the grid.
What can you bring to the Homer Electric Association Board of Directors?
HEA is doing all kinds of things, which whenever things are easy and good, that's great. But I think we need to focus on the basics, looking at our infrastructure. I work around and with electrical grid a lot, and I see it's deteriorating, and trying to see how we can save some money. We pay really high electric bills. April 1st, I believe it went up. See how we can reduce it instead of just continuing to do all of these other programs. I just don't believe the membership wants to see that. They look at their bill when it comes, and they want to see that bill as low as possible.
What other programs are you talking about?
The alternative energy sources are exactly that, alternative energy. The hydro, that's great. It's already established. The natural gas, they've got everything set up to do that. But as far as the tide and the solar here, I don't agree with putting a whole bunch of money into solar. You let the private sector perfect that, and someday down the road it may be. Another issue that I would like to really study and look at and is this battery backup that they're
doing. The Tesla battery, right?
Yeah. We're blowing money like a drunken sailor, and I think we need to get it back under control.
Your immediate goals are to focus on existing infrastructure and repairs.
Taking care of our linemen and our workers. Focus on infrastructure and making sure that it's in good repair.
And what about any long-term goals, development goals for HEA?
For 25 years, I've paid a payroll and ran a business here in Homer. And I've seen good times, I've seen tough times. I know that you have to live on what comes through the door. I work a lot in the community with new people that are moving to Homer, do foundations and driveways and septic systems. I get to talk with all these new folks that come in, and the one thing that's stopping growth in Homer is supply of power, and it's cost prohibitive for a young family. If you're as much as 300 yards from the existing power line, it's cost prohibitive. So we got to look at that. We got to figure out what can we do. I've lived here for over 60 years. I've pretty much seen HEA from the startup to today. And I'd appreciate your vote. If I can be of assistance to get HEA back where we can afford to have electricity and afford to hook up new customers, I'm all for that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Troy Jones, candidate for Homer Electric Association Board in District 3.